Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, you just heard from the propagandists, and yes, it does get my dander up, because I know it offends the majority of the American people. We're broadcasting into 154 cities. We're broadcasting into 53 countries as well. And interestingly enough, I just got another post this morning on Bradley Dean on my Facebook account, which is heavily censored and restricted, that in Hungary, hundreds of thousands are now taking to the streets. This is to add to France. This is to add to Germany. This is to add to Australia. This is to add to Austria, Belgium. This is to add to the UK. This is to add to Israel. And here are Americans, friends, listening to the propagandists who have been lying to them for decades. Decades. John 8:44. For decades. What did you just hear? Oh, the flight attendants, they've had it up to here. They're tired of unruly customers that are paying $200 to $300 to $400 to $500 to $600 to $700 per plane ticket that won't comply with an unlawful mask mandate. No. Let's stop right there. That's what they want you to believe. Okay? What it is giving you the truth, friends. I'm sorry. Giving you it to you opposite of what the truth is. I have friends all over in every direction that are flight attendants or they are pilots. And they are sick and tired of the unlawful mandates that attempt to oppress them at every given step. I want to tell you where it is within the airlines itself, friends, concerning the pilots and the said flight attendants. They're sick and tired of being told what they're supposed to do to paying customers on their airplane. That is the truth of the matter. And as usual, they're giving it to you the opposite as to what is true, Isaiah 5:20. This is what communists do. They lie every step of the way. Let me tell the communists something real quick here, okay? Proverbs 19:9 comes to my aid, thanks to the Holy Ghost, who's given unto those that obey, Acts 5:32, that those that speak a lie shall not go unpunished, and those that continue in their lies will perish. See, I'm called to love you to godly repentance, Acts 20, verse 21, and I've been doing it for 17 years. But if you want to keep going on with your bad self, go ahead. Now you're daring the justice of God, and it's not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word. Now let me go back to this, friends. Are you tired of the propaganda? Did you hear the little hit piece again on those that are tired of the police because they're racist? How's that working out for cities that have said, hey, let's get rid of all of the police? They're the first ones standing up right now saying, listen, crime is out of control. It's out of hand. Well, you're the ones that said lower the law. You're the ones that said get rid of the law. Now you're eating the fruit of your own ways, Galatians 6:7, and now you're complaining about that. Folks, listen carefully. This is the message. They want a lawless society, so the people come to the end of themselves with criminals, so they cry out to government for more control over their lives. Here is the first clue that government is not doing its job. The purpose of government is to restrain men from committing the act of sin, committing crime, 1 John 3:4. If crime runs rampant, it means the government's not doing their job. It's really easy to detect. Their purpose is to uphold the law, to maintain order, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1. Not to promote lawlessness. Are you tired of this browbeating method, friends, of racism? I go all over the country all of the time. All of the time. I don't see it. The only place that you ever see it is on the mainstream media. Namely from MSNBC and that of CNBC. And who else, friends? CNN. Do we know the history of these useful idiots, these controlled operatives? Do we have a history on them yet? We say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends, for the very purpose that those are the ones that we're talking about. They're doing nothing but parroting to you what it is that they're told to tell you. It's all lies. It's all lies. And I'm going to do a little bit of exposing more of the lies. Ephesians 5:11, reproving darkness by the light that we're called to be in this world, right? Throughout the next two hours. Folks, I want to go back to this racism. You heard it. They want to get rid of the police because they have a long history of abusing people of color. White people are a people of color, too. Just for the record, Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. But here is the point that I want to make. They're using that, friends, to browbeat you into submission, to tear down the laws as they continuously play the victim, just like any good communist does, just like any Muslim that comes into this country that means to conquer does, just like any homosexual that wants to tear down the law that exposes him for his crimes against God and man. That's what they do. This is what they do. They accuse others of what they're guilty of. They do not have the shield, friends, protecting themselves. They have the spear as they perpetuate the crime. That is totalitarianism. By the way, Leon Trotsky, who was a military leader under the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, for those that didn't know, he was the one that contrived the meaning and the use with the word called racism. And it was used to browbeat dissenters into submission. And it's exactly what is happening through the mainstream media today. They're attempting to browbeat the ignorant into submission, not understanding, friends, they're doing their best to tear down the lie to those that will listen to them while they play the victim. Again, remember, friends, they are not the victims. And the only thing that they're the victim of is the law that condemns them for their crime. Take the time to know the difference. Take the time to know the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, which is all predicated on that of the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed, friends, and also know the Bill of Rights, okay? That way, you'll always know who's lying to you. And let me remind you, friends, you'll always know who is lying to you. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by laying a straight one next to it, right? That's what the Word of God does. That's what your founding documents do when it concerns what you're listening to from those that are continuously setting the narrative. And again, friends, I'm sure you're just as sick and tired of what's going on in this country as I am. Well, I hope that you're in this fight with us, because that may be the difference between me and you, because we are in this fight, and we've been in this fight for 23 years. And by the end of the day, friends, we're going to win it. Why? Because I said it? No, because God promised it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Sons of Liberty heavy for the next 2 hours. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks nationwide. We are broadcasting into over 154 cities even now and 53 countries as we speak. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if any time you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And P.S., you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of the page. We are right there on social media platforms as well as on that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also wanted to show you something here, friends. If you look at the top, if you're on social media platforms right now, if you look at the top right side of the page, Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award. Truth in Journalism Award being heavily censored by big tech companies. By the way, who gave us that award? And we're not a ministry aimed at letters of recommendation or commendation, or we're not looking for accreditation, and we're not looking for accolades in any sense of the word, because everything belongs to the Christ here. Okay, he's the one that's crowned. But I want to make clear as to where that came from so people can understand. Anybody ever see the movie The Facing of the Giants? The guy that starred in that movie, Alex Kendrick, his brother is actually the one that gave us this award, okay? Facing the Giants. His brother gave us that award as Content 2020's Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award. Now, I'm bringing that up for the very purpose, friends, that we win the Truth in Journalism Award, but somehow or another, Facebook and big tech companies continuously and heavily censor us and restrict our flow. For example, I have 767,000 friends on Facebook. If we had been left alone, we would have easily had 3 to 5 million. No question about it. And the fact of the matter is, we're being heavily censored. Now, I want you to pay attention to what's going on here, because John Stossel right now from several outlets, he says some good things, but he gets way out there on some weird, weird stuff like climate change as well. And interestingly enough, he's going after Facebook for defamation. And folks, listen, we've got them on defamation. We've got them on bait and switch. We've got them on basically the same things that John does concerning defamation and even slander, friends, or malicious intent in so many different ways. And the reason I'm saying that is because Facebook is now admitting its fact checkers are merely opinions. And the reason they're actually taking a step back and admitting now that their fact checkers are merely opinions, it's because they're being called out. That is because people are standing up for what the law demands. And that law, if enforced, maintains our freedoms. Read Romans 3:31, because that's what Jesus came in the world to do. Read Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7. Go over to the New Testament in Hebrews 8, verse 10, and Hebrews 10:7 as well, and you will understand clearly as to what I'm talking about here. Okay? And then put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Okay, and then you can also put that under the Old Testament as well, Psalm 33:12. They're just rolling out of me right now. So I'm giving them to you as I get them. But again, Facebook is now admitting its fact checkers are merely opinions. Okay, but they don't have a right to tell people that you're lying when they're basically going back and saying that their fact checkers are just merely giving their opinion. Nobody cares about their opinion, okay? We care about the truth here. Truth makes men free, John 8:32. Compromise does not, nor do their opinions, okay? And I'm here to tell you, too, Facebook does not have a right to censor free speech. And I've said 100 times, and I'll say it 100 times more, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they are set on creating a platform that is subversive to American law. In other words, they don't have a right to break the law. They can talk to Charles D. Montesquieu about that. They don't have a right to break the law. It is against the law concerning what Facebook and Twitter and Google and many of these other outlets are doing. The mainstream media is long overdue, friends. From that of being corrected lawfully. I mean, had all the American people stood up concerning their lies, oh my goodness, they would be out of business, friends. They'd be out of business. I mean, not to suggest that anybody listens to what they have to say. We know that there's useful idiots out there that listen to the useful idiots. We get that. But more than not, I mean, for example, we know that CNN has less than 2 million viewers every day. And yet the American people, because they go through the airport or the train depot or the bus depot and they see CNN up there, they think everybody's watching CNN. Baloney. Not true. It's all bought and paid for. Well, Facebook is now taking a step back and admitting that their fact checkers are stating their opinions. That is against the law, my friends. That is against the law. And they are now being sued by that of John Stossel. And rightfully so. And I'm glad they're being sued by John Stossel. Okay? But again, I just want to set this one straight because I, for one, again, am sick and tired of getting on this television or television and radio. I'm on television in Minnesota as well every day. I do want people to understand that I'm sick and tired of the state of this country, so much so that I'm adamant about righting the wrongs, because we still have the freedom to do the right things. And for all of you hopeless ones, I've already thought this through today in process, because I hear hopeless people all the time. When you go to 1 Corinthians 9:10, it tells us this. Listen, it says that for our sakes, no doubt it is written that he that ploweth me, a preacher, a Christian, right, I should plow in hope. It tells us that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of his hope. Oh, there's no question about it. I have hope. And I also understand Romans 8:37 because I feed on the bread of life every day, and I overcome every day. All day. I'm not saying I don't go up and down like a roller coaster, but I'm telling you what, the Lord puts my feet back up on that mountain that overcomes the world, 1 John 5:2. What is it that overcomes the world, friends? Our faith. Even our faith. Okay? That was 1 Corinthians 9:10. Now going over to Romans 4:18 and 21, listen. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So shall thy seed be. So if we're born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, of the Spirit and the water, guess what? We're going to have hope to overcome. And if they're not preaching hope, let me remind you, it's because it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's another gospel. And let them be accursed, as it tells us in the book of Galatians 1. Let them be accursed for their gloom and doomisms, which exist not. Their gloom and doomisms, which exist not. Now, the gloom and doom falls to those that fall to judgment. And the fact of the matter is, friends, I know and understand how these gloom and doomers send forth their message. You listen to their message, and by the way, their gloom and doom is to the consequence of men that they fail to lawfully deal with. And why? Because they don't love God enough to obey Him. Read Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment. Okay? So I just wanted to make clear as to where we were going, and I also want to offer hope to people every day in Jesus Christ, because that is my job. And yes, it's 90% law and 10% grace. That's what the generals of God used to preach. 90% law, 10% grace. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by the faith that Christ gives us, Hebrews 12:2. Well, Bradley, where's the love? The love is what drives you there. It's my job to love you to godly repentance with the use of the law being used lawfully to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, right? Read 1 Timothy 1:7 when you get a moment. Friends, we got much to cover. And when I say we got much to cover, we got much to cover. And what's going on in this country, I want to tell you, is predicated upon a pretended authority. Let me say it again. It is a pretended authority. What are you talking about? Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, the administration, these agencies that are unconstitutional, going back to the CDC, going back to the WHO, going back to anybody and everybody that has a part to play in this pandemic. Let me add an L. The plandemic, it's all premised on a pretended authority. Again, as you all know that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, it's all premised on something called administrative law, which is unconstitutional. And by the way, this is what's been going on in the courts far too long in this country, and the judges need to be lawfully dealt with. Oh, you heard me right. Article 3, Section 1 says they sit during good behavior, and if they don't do that, you remove them, and you impeach them, and you prosecute them for their crimes. And by the way, I just got done reading a book on just this, on all of the judges that have been removed for the simplest misdemeanors, the simplest violations of the U.S. Constitution. But look to their posterity, man. Look at they're standing back and allowing a treasonous and disgraceful individual to remain in the people's White House. No wonder why the wicked and vile walk on every side, because the people fail to deal with them. And I'm talking about the 86% that call themselves Christians. Shame upon you. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden on Thursday downplayed his historic inflation crisis during remarks at the Summit for Democracy.
Not everybody's looking for a used automobile, but those who are, they're paying higher prices because there's fewer of them because of COVID and what was sold out and the like. So I think it's a real bump in the road.
Inflation is the number one concern for Americans, according to a CNBC survey. This month, inflation is at the highest level in 40 years. Prices are up 6.8% over last year, a new record. Labels placed on posts on Facebook accompanying so-called fact checks are opinion, lawyers for the social media platform's parent company said in a recent court filing. Television host John Stossel sued Facebook and two of its fact-checking partners earlier this year, accusing the entities of defaming him. Facebook placed a label over the video telling users it was missing context. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doing my best to cover my bases. We're on several social media platforms, but on one that I have in front of me, we just recently had someone say that if we're going to have to clean house or vet the process concerning, well, our said government, both, and let me add federal and state governments, and let me remind you that the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. So when you have these said little con men, these governors that tell you that they have to wait for the Supreme Court to make their decision, well, let me tell you this. The Supreme Court is not the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong according to what's plainly right put right in front of our faces. Okay? Well, what they do is they play off each other is what they do. And every single time, without fail almost, I said, what do? They strip you of your God-given rights. Look what's going on in Texas right now. But this is the point that I want to make. You need to deal with corruption in government, on the state and the federal government level. And now we just had someone on social media say that, well, it may take 25 or more years to deal with them lawfully. Really? Well, here, let me say it this way. So when you look at a football game, at any given time across the United States, tomorrow, if it's not a basketball game, I don't know what season we're in because I don't pay attention to it, because God condemns what people tolerate. Jeremiah 11:13. It's idolatry. 70 to 80,000 people will be packing an arena tomorrow in every state of our union, all 50 states. 70 to 80,000. I want you to tell me it's going to take 25 years for those 70 to 80,000 people in every arena throughout the United States of America to protest corruption at the Capitol in their particular states, you tell me that it's going to take 25 years to right the wrongs, you have got to be out of your mind. It sounds like you're trying to hide behind another excuse as to why the job is not being done. That's what it sounds like to me. 1-866-582-9933. If you look at modern history, friends, it usually took about 6 years in judgment. And I want to tell you what, judgment is the last resort from heaven upon a people that don't pay attention to the fact that through God's mercy, he chastises his people. If they refuse the chastisements, then he drops judgments upon his people. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. In modern history, God's judgment upon a nation usually lasts 6 years. 6 years. So where, Paul, you're getting the number 25 years, I'm bewildered. Because to me, again, it sounds like you're hiding behind apathy, intolerance of the corrupt in which you deal with. Now, if I'm wrong about that, you can call me. I'm not saying it to condemn you. It just bothers me that people take on this mindset. And where do you get that mindset? I have no idea. 1-866-582-9933. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 4:4, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of Zion and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. What's going to happen in this country is that the people fail to bring about reformation. There is going to be full judgment, and you will, for the time allotted you individually and then corporately, you will experience Isaiah 4:4. And you will, like those in Sodom and Gomorrah, will have wished that you did what you should have done when you had the time to do it, but you failed to do it. Well, you say that's a threat. Absolutely. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Of course it's a threat. Of course it's a threat. What do you think? God's going to sit there and dilly-dally with your sin? I mean, you want to see how the Lord deals with sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Did he tolerate it? No. And it shows you his hatred for sin and his love for mankind through the demonstration of Jesus Christ on the cross to redeem us back unto himself. And if we can refuse that, then we deserve the judgment that we get. Then we deserve the judgment that we get. It will take no 25 years to right the wrongs in this country if the people really mean what they say. I mean, I can go back to Romania back in 1989. How long did that take? It took them 6 months. 6 months to throw off a tyrant and his wife. They were both executed. I don't know where people come up with this. I really don't. I'm the type of guy that likes to get the job done. When I see it needs to be done, I like to go in for the kill in the sense of injustice. For the sense of injustice. Now look at what we do. We go into court, and just to show you how the bad guys play the game, they fatigue you into compliance. Our speedy trials that are promised to us through the Bill of Rights, they last for 3 years, 2 to 3 years. And they do that because it's a money-making system. That's why. And why does that happen? Why does it lay out for, and why does it play out for 2 to 3 years? Because the American people don't know the difference. Where's the right to a speedy trial? This is ridiculous what people put up with. How long has it taken these bad guys to continuously commit scandal after scandal, crime after crime against the American people? Did it take them 25 years? No, but I'll tell you what, they're going to keep going on for another 25 years if you don't put the stop to it right now, and the kibosh on it right now. Because that's what they would do if it was your crimes, and rightfully so. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, and sometimes, friends, embarrassing. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to this next point that I want to make. It was something that I brought up yesterday, but I want to add new content and put it into context with what the people in this country are, in fact, putting up with. I'm talking about a pretended authority right now. By the way, Bill Gates, not only is he not elected, not only is he not a doctor, but he has no degree in any sense of the word. Not that justifies your position, but he's doing what he's doing for the fact that he wants to genocide You think that's crazy? He got his ID, his ideas from his dad, who was a part of the board of Planned Parenthood. His dad told us that. And the fact of the matter is, this is where he's getting his ideas from, but he's also making a 20% return on his investment on what he calls vaccines. But isn't it interesting how the people on a global basis are taking heed to this guy? You can always find out who's responsible for the crisis by who's profiting from the crisis. Remember, order out of chaos? Yep. Ask the question to yourself, who's creating the chaos? And then ask the question, who's bringing in the order and who's profiting from it? And I could go down that road for the next half hour, but we're not going to. We're going to get to it. Check this out. This is Bill Gates.
You come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus.
This
don't
is
get
the beginning
sick.
Of the pandemic.
Really, really good.
Notice how they changed
Everyone
the narrative.
Everyone takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not.
This is the beginning of the pandemic. And notice when people went along with it. Remember how I continuously remind the people that if you think if you're compliant, that this is going to go away? No. You're just extending the time that they're going to continuously drive their narrative and making more money off of your ignorance, okay? This is the beginning of the pandemic. Now watch how the narrative changes to the present time.
You're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
But what they can't do anymore
I want to make clear, the CDC and Dr. Rochelle Walensky were exposed in 2015 for manufacturing records. That was another CEO that came out and exposed them for their crimes. Instead of Congress putting them under investigation, they attacked you. Okay? Who is this woman, I asked, to sit there and tell us what we can do, where we can do it, how we can do it? She has no authority whatsoever. But what it does show you is who the Congress is working for to give them a free hand to attack the American people at will. I go on.
Transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only
now it's changed.
We need a new.
Now the narrative's changing because they want it to keep going forward because they have enough of the compliance to make more money off them. Watch this.
New way of doing the vaccine.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half.
Fauci's talking about Israel. Israel, when this first came out, they called it the vaccine holocaust. Don't know if you know that. 70% of the people in Israel have stood up against their government for mandating what? Passports. This is what the reason they've done this is because of its small population. Okay? I go on.
Ahead of us, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death. The booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
Plan is for every adult to get a booster shot.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Exactly, the best investment he's ever been involved with. And the only reason that that's his best investment is because there's people that are stupid enough to give him his money. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got some people on social media again. I don't know why. You know what, folks? I've got 257 comments already on one outlet, and the phones are wide open. So I don't understand how that works, but that's fine. I'm happy about that. But if you want to get out there and encourage other people, do just that, because people need to be encouraged during these times. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Well, some people are comparing Fauci right now to that of SS. The Gestapo. Well, that's exactly what it is. Oh, just wait a second. Friends, you all do know, for those that are paying attention, to those that don't have their heads stuck in the sand, that RFK Jr., who's been very inspirational concerning these times and exposing Big Pharma for their crimes against humanity, he just wrote a book about the real Anthony Fauci. It's on the number one best-selling list across the boards. So it shows you truth crushed to the earth will rise again. William Cullen Bryant said that. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. His book is the number one across the boards, no matter how much they try to censor him. That is the attitude we all have to have. No matter how much they come after us, friends, retaliate 10 times. And I'm not talking, friends, repaying evil for evil. I'm talking about good repaying evil for their crimes against humanity. But going back to my friend on social media platforms, you are correct in your assumption and your assertion concerning that of Fauci, because it was just, what, a week and a half ago that we had none other than Laura Logan who came out and said just that. I want you to see this, okay? Check this out. Okay, now, I don't know what's going on right now, but yesterday, over the last 2 days on our live feeds, just for the record, for the last 2 days, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, our page, right when I go on air, shuts down. And then it comes back up when I'm off air. Okay, so again, we have the bad guys at work trying to censor this information from getting to you. And again, no matter how many times they come at us, friends, we're going to make sure that you get the message one way or another, because that's what we do here, okay? Let's see if we can get this pulled up for you even now. And again, it's coming up. I feel I got the right one here. I got the right one here. And when it comes up, I'm going to pull it up here for you. You'll get the audio as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to go ahead and play this out for you. So you can see the video for yourself. Now it's reloading again, friends. Never seen this before. Not like this. Now it's reloading again, and I'm trying to play this video for you so you can see for yourself as to how this individual played the faithful witness in delivering the souls of the people on a global basis, comparing that, and I'm talking about Joseph Mengele. They called him the Angel of Death. She was exactly right on the money. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Now I'm going to another source here. I'm going to get this pulled up for you one way or another. I think I got it. Here we go. You ready, friends? We got it. We got it. We got it. We got it. Now we need to just get a little sound here for you, but I'm going to play this for you again. Check
this
out.
And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day.
In the cold light of day. And who's she comparing Mr. Fauci to? And why would she do something like that? Here, I want to tell you why. Because they're using the tactics of the Gestapo from the 30s under Adolf Hitler. Let me bring you over to something that I started yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to finish it, okay? The poison Fauci pits families against each other. That's exactly right. And Scripture talks about that as well. But Fauci is pitting families against another. Folks, he's not elected. He's a bureaucrat. He's got a long history of crimes against humanity, and we have this one lone henchman for Bill Gates out there and federal government pushing their propaganda and selling you the poison that is in fact responsible for the genocide that we're beginning to see with our eyes today. Okay? Check this one out. I think this should probably get your attention in a way maybe that it hasn't before, because this is pretty severe what this criminal is saying. Again, let's check this one out.
I'm hearing from so many vaccinated people who feel as if, you know, there may be some personal rewards for getting vaccinated, but they still face all these restrictions and measures.
Well, yes, that is just the reality of the situation. I mean, one thing that vaccinated people can feel comfortable, for example, let's take the holiday setting. You're with your family. You have grandparents and parents and children. When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, dinners and gatherings within the home with people who are vaccinated. And that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
I'm hearing so
they want, Fauci wants you to make sure from your family members that they have been properly vaccinated. He said that. I didn't say that, okay? I just want to make sure everybody understands that. I didn't say that. This is their verbiage. And yet, regardless of how many times I show you on a daily basis concerning what is happening here on a global basis, all the adverse side effects, people, by the way, now losing limbs, they're being amputated, young babies being hospitalized dead, the young teenagers, I could spend a whole show on this, a stroke, brain hemorrhage, a 7-year-old girl, and then they want you to pray for her after they force her to get the shot. I mean, folks, some of this stuff is just ludicrous. They've got a brand new site now, real, not rare, new website for COVID vaccine injured. We already see the side effects concerning the death toll taking place here. And then we also have the Resolve. And this Resolve sounds really familiar because this guy's got a grip on the Word of God, apparently. And if he doesn't, through advertence or inadvertence, he's saying the right things at the right time. But we had yesterday brought up the point that the attorney Reiner Fulmeck on Nuremberg 2.0, he said, justice will not come to the courts, but by the people rising up. So, folks, again, quit acting like someone else is going to fix this problem for you, because it's just not going to happen that way. Also want to show you another video of what is, in fact, happening here as to how this was all pre-planned. Now, we've done this several times, but this is a brand new video. And it's a culmination of bits and pieces of these different individuals and science and that of the medical industry conspiring Jeremiah 11:9 as to how they're going to pull it over on the people. Oh, I didn't say it. No, friends. I didn't say it. They said it. You ready for this one? Here we go.
All of this happened in October of 2019. Watch it here for yourself.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way.
You have to prove that this works. And then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for
smoking gun in their hand
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem.
Isn't that what he's doing right now? That's called totalitarianism.
Because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere.
It's all created.
We could get
all
the
created.
RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print
all
those vaccines
created.
On a patch and stuff.
All pre-planned.
It's hard to misinterpret what's being said here.
Okay, so folks, that is what the definition of a conspiracy is, Jeremiah 11:9, and they have been busted with smoking gun in hand. How are you going to respond to them? Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we will be right back after this break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.